Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Daf Yud Gimel, Baba Kama 13a, pagination is 25. We'll start from about a quarter of the way up from the bottom. At the end of a line, Amar Rabbi Abba said, Shlamim Shehiziku. A Karban Shlamim is a certain type of Thanksgiving offering brought as a sacrifice in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. What is unique about the Shlamim is that while the limbs are brought on the Mizbeach during the process, but the meat is largely given to the owner to enjoy. Now, such an animal that's destined, its bones, limbs of certain types are going on the Mizbeach, and certain things are going to be eaten by the owner, and therefore are destined to be owned, so to speak, by the owner. They're available. And this animal, damaged during its lifetime, it was already with a vow to be brought as a shlamim, and it did damage before they shecht it. Gove mi bisaron, the person who was damaged can collect from the flesh, so they'll bring it as a karban, and he'll collect his value from the flesh, ve'ena from the meat, ve'ena gove me'emurehen, but the limbs that are going to be brought on the mizbeach, he's not going to be able to collect from that. Asks the Gemara, pshita, of course. Emurin legavoa salki. Those limbs are going on the mizbeach. There's nothing to collect there. Lo tzricha, it's not needed, meaning the reason we needed to say this statement is because legova mibisaron keneged emurim. Because a person would have thought that I can collect from the meat corresponding to the amount that's brought on the Mizbeach, meaning I can get my collection in a targeted way from the meat of the animal and ignore the half, so to speak, of the animal that is being brought on the Mizbeach. And we're being told that that does not happen. We only get from the flesh. Aliba deman asks the Gemara, we have some precedent on this topic, and which opinion are you following when you're saying this chiddush? The precedent, as Rashi tells us, the medium wide lines, first line, gabe shor shedochaf es chaveiro lebor, an ox that pushed another animal into a pit. And the discussion is, how much can I collect from the ox that did the pushing? And then, whatever it is that I can't collect from him, can I collect from the owner of the pit? So, from the original animal under discussion here, if it's a tam, so I can get half damage from him. If it's a muad, maybe I can get more. But if there's something missing by the time I'm done, because we have to bring both the animal and the pit together in order to do the damage, whatever's left, can I collect it from the pit? And there's a machlokas in this regard. The Rabbanon hold that you cannot collect from the owner of the pit. And Rabbi Nosson says that you could collect from the owner of the pit. And the Gemara wants to compare these two cases, the case of an animal that had two parts to it. There's the part that's destined for the Mizbeach and the part that's destined for the owner to be able to enjoy the meat. Both of those components of this animal did the damage together. Whatever I can't collect from one, namely, the part that's going on the Mizbeach, can I collect Do I have recourse to collect that in a greater sum from the flesh? Aliba deman, so the Gemara explains. Ialiba de Rabbanon, if you're following the Rabbanon's view that you cannot collect the remainder from the pit's owner, pshita. So then obviously over here also, whatever you can't collect from the emurim, from the limbs that are going on the mizbeach, you're not going to be able to have recourse and collect more from the flesh. We already know that. When you can't get payment from one, you don't go to the other to get more. And if you're following Reb Nosson's view, that you do go to the pit to collect whatever it is that you couldn't collect so far. Indeed, whatever you can't collect from one, you should collect from the other. And the ruling is incorrect if you want to follow Reb Nosson. Whatever you can't collect from the emurim, because they're going on the mizbeach, you should be able to collect from the meat. Iba yaseima Reb Nosson, iba yaseima Rabbanon. Says the Gemara, I can explain this ruling that you don't collect the remainder as an extra form from the meat. I could explain it both according to the Rabbanon, who said you don't generally go to the other one to collect more, and I could explain it according to Reb Nosson, who says that normally I do go to the other one to collect the extra, the remainder, but over here I won't. As follows. Iba yaseima Rabbanon, if you want, I could explain it according to the Rabbanon, hani mili bitrei gufi, you don't go from one to the other in liability because it was two different people. One is the pit and one is the ox. Ava b'chad gufa, but in the very same animal, matzi amale, I might have said, mikol hecha deba'inan mishtalamna, however I can extract my value, I want to be able to extract it. The ruling ends up being that that's not true, and it damaged part from the emurim, part from the basar, and you'll only be able to get limited damages. But one certainly might have thought that it's one animal. Wherever I can get my money, I'm going to get it. And therefore, the ruling had to be given, even according to the Rabbanon. Iba yaseima Reb Nosson, or I could explain it according to Reb Nosson. Hosam hu d'omale bal shor lebal abor, when you have a conversation between the owner of the animal and the owner of the pit, anata roi bevirach ashkachte, I found my animal in your pit. This is the owner of the animal that got damaged. My delesli lishtalume meyach mishtalim na minach. Whatever I can't get from the animal's owner that pushed it in, I'm going to want to get from you, because here it is. Aval hacha. But over here, in this case of meat and limbs, mimatzi omar basar azik emurin lo azik, could a person possibly say the flesh did the damage and the limbs did not do the damage? It's one entire entity. And therefore, Reb Nosson would hold, in our case, that you cannot collect the entire payment from the meat, and the fact that the limbs are going on the mizbeach limits the liability that's attributable to this animal. And if it's a tam, and you're looking to collect half damage mi gufo from the animal itself, you are going to be limited in how much you can collect, because half of the damage, so to speak, has to be attributed to the emurim, and the emurim are not available for your collection. So again, according to Reb Nosson, even though normally he allows the nizik to go to the second liable one and do a collection, in that case it was the owner of the pit, but over here, where you're dealing with limbs and flesh, Reb Nosson would agree you do not have the right to say whatever I wanted to collect from the Emurim, I'm going to now collect from the meat, because that's simply not true. The Emurim certainly participated in the damage, and they are absolved. They're not available for collection. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.